While our mailbox prices for the rest of this calendar year look like they'll at least be at $20 a hundredweight, we have had a bearish tone on the markets. And according to UW Ag economist Mark Stevenson, producers should be prepared to see a downturn in prices for 2015. The real question is, just how low could the prices go?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? We don't know all the factors that can be involved in that. You know, there are factors that go well beyond the dairy industry that can impact that. You know, I think that it's going to be low. It's not going to be 2009 low, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing $13 milk again.
Well, if you're driving around the countryside, you probably notice that the corn crop, be it knee-high or waist-high, is basically yellowing. And according to agricultural agent Eric Ronk, there's a good reason for that. It's been hard to get those sprayers out in the field.
I know one of the issues, especially with corn and soybeans, is with all this wet weather, we haven't been able to get in the fields to do some spraying. So some of those, especially I know corn, there's a few fields that are definitely starting to turn a little yellow from probably nitrogen deficiency and, you know, not being able to get that fertilizer in there.
Now, while we and a few of our neighboring states still have surplus topsoil moisture levels, it's not that way out west as the drought continues, especially in California.
Nowhere is that more true than California, which leads the nation in D4, or exceptional drought, 36% of California in that category of drought. The next most is Nevada with 11%. Still a little bit of lingering D4 in Oklahoma and Texas. California also leads the nation with 79% of the state in extreme to exceptional drought, D3 or D4.
Well, July is beef month, and the Beef Improvement Federation hosted their 46th annual meeting in Lincoln, Nebraska last week. The event covered a lot of key issues, but the Leon McDonald, the key thing is to make sure that producers are more efficient.
At the end of the day, from my perspective, it's pretty simple. We need to make the best possible beef at the least possible cost. We're continually trying to look forward at what the issues are in order for us to continue to improve and have a viable industry, you know, for the future generations of our business. The agenda goes all the way from the qualities you should look for in developing or purchasing heifers, all the way through to the nutritional profiles of beef.
Well, nothing fresh to share with you as the markets have been closed since Thursday in honor of the big 4th of July holiday. Going to see if we've got some fireworks on the markets today or it's another dud. Here's where we'll start out the day. Blocks will sit at 196 and 3/4 of a cent per pound. Your barrels, 198 and 1/2 cent per pound. And AA butter at 239. Class 3 prices, well, July will open at 2138. August at 2058. September, 2032. And October, 2025. Board of Trade, after declining on Thursday, July corn will open today at 417 a bushel. September, 409 and 1/2 cent. Beans for July will start out this Monday at 1387 and 3/4 of a cent. September, 1166 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel, while July wheat will price to 568. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, $1 to a top of 122. Most of slaughter cows, 82 to 99. Our fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers, top at 149. Holstein steers, 118 to 129. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 375. Heifer calves, 150 to 270. Barrels and gilts, 86 and down. Market lambs, 150 and down. And the feeder lambs, 165 and down. And that is the way your agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.